WUKY presents health news you can use. It's Dr. Greg Davis on medicine.
Our wonderful Commonwealth stretches for hundreds of miles from east to west and north to south, and that can present logistical difficulties when coordinating care for individuals who have sustained trauma or illness. My guest today is going to talk about a new concept of regional medical operations coordination centers. Dr. Andrew Bernard is the Paul A. Kearney, MD, Endowed Chair in Trauma Surgery at the University of Kentucky. Well, Andrew, it's great to be talking with you again. And you told me a little bit offline about an interesting program that is in planning stages, if I understand correctly, which are regional operational centers in different parts of the state of Kentucky to help coordinate trauma care. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Greg, this, in my opinion, is one of the most transformative moments in emergency care in Kentucky. And I've been doing emergency care in Kentucky for 40 years now, since the mid-80s. Because of a federal grant called the Rural Health Transformation Program, there is going to be a major investment into rural care. This isn't just trauma care. This is many types of care targeted at rural areas. As you know, people who are sick or injured in rural areas face challenges because travel times can be longer. It can take longer to get to the hospital. Not every hospital in every rural area has all of the complex medical treatments that are necessary for some injuries and some diseases. So to organize care in rural areas so people can get the care they need when they need it will make a big impact on people's lives. And that's what this grant will do. This grant will establish two operation centers that will help make sure patients get the care they need when they need it.
And these are at opposite ends of the state, is that correct?
Roughly one for the west, one for the east. That's how these will be designed. And these will be designed for the worst case scenario, which we've seen. Tornado blows through London, multiple counties involved. Hospital easily overwhelmed, emergency medical resources widely dispersed, needing mutual aid from other EMS agencies. We've seen that. Floods in eastern Kentucky, lives lost, people cut off from care, emergency care. So these things happen, and these medical operations communication centers will be equipped to deal with those worst case scenarios when we need multiple county responses, multiple hospital responses. But these medical operations centers will also do day-to-day helping sick and injured people get the care they need and the time they need. Again, it's not just injuries. Heart attacks are time-sensitive. Strokes are time-sensitive. Sick children, that's a time-sensitive problem. Infectious diseases like COVID. These medical operations centers can help manage that and get patients to the right place because we are a big rural state and we're really spread out. And not every hospital has the resources needed. So let's match the patient with the resources. This has never been done before in Kentucky on this level.
Well, and you and I have talked before, you know, on the one hand, our state is wildly beautiful. We have everything from the mountains in the east to the Mississippi Delta in the west, but that can pose certain logistical issues as well. I remember talking with a friend of mine when I was a state medical examiner who was the coroner of a southeastern county, Bell County, and he said sometimes it would take an hour and a half to even 2 hours just to get from one side of the county to another, which can really pose some problems getting patients care they need quickly.
Yeah, we have major EMS challenges in Kentucky. Greg, that hour drive across Bell County, that assumes that there's an ambulance on the other end of the line. Mm-hmm. And as you know, and as Kentuckians should be aware of, there are counties now where you call and there's not an available ambulance. Mm-hmm. Or there's an available ambulance, but the training of the individual on the ambulance is at the emergency medical technician basic level and not a paramedic level, where an IV could be started or medications could be administered because there simply aren't enough paramedics. So there are counties in the state now where it sometimes takes hours to get an ambulance to take someone from one hospital to another hospital. So if you're in one hospital with a complex medical problem and they can't take care of you, even if they figure it out and get on the phone right away, it could be hours before they find an available ambulance that's staffed to come pick you up and move you to that other hospital. This could be near your home. It could be when you're vacationing in certain parts of Kentucky. All of us are vulnerable to this, regardless of where we live, if we travel around Kentucky. So this is a reality. What this Medical Operations Communications Center would do is maintain a constant situational awareness. Where are the available ambulances? Where are the available hospital resources? And then connect all that together. So think an air traffic control kind of situation, watching all the injured patients, not aircraft, but injured patients and sick patients, and figuring out which airport they can land them in, as an analogy.
That was the exact analogy I was thinking of, Andrew, as you were mentioning this, and what an amazing one it is to have such statewide coordination. Is there any sense at this point of, I know this is always a fraught question, but a timeline of when things might start to actually be boots on the ground for this particular endeavor?
The exciting thing about this federal grant is that it's time sensitive. It's 5 years, but this grant program wants to see action, and we're going to deliver action. So we're going to have this up and going within the year in some form, and we will continue to mature it. I'm excited about it. Now, you and I have worked together a long time. You know that I tend to be aggressive, like, let's not do something tomorrow we can do today. Let's move. And the team we're putting together has that mindset. So we all know that with every day and every night, the situation occurs when somebody is somewhere, needs to go somewhere else, and the resources aren't there. So we know the sooner we get this thing online, the sooner we're going to make a difference in people's lives. So up and running within the year and continue to grow after that.
This is very exciting, Andrew. Before we part, is there anything else you'd want our listeners to know about this?
I think the most important thing for people to know is that there are a lot of great hospitals out there and a lot of great EMS agencies. Everybody's doing the best they can, but everybody's working with a tighter and tighter budget, more and more on a shoestring, especially our EMS colleagues. So when you see your local EMS out and about, whether they're at the grocery getting something for dinner in a wear down moment, or whether they're, you know, out on a run or something, give them a wave, give them a thank you, tell them you appreciate them being there, because we take it for granted. We take for granted the fact that we just pick up a phone and call and somebody will come, and that's who comes. And that's a big deal to have somebody who's always there to answer the call.
My thanks today to Dr. Andrew Bernard, professor of surgery at the University of Kentucky, for talking with us about regional medical operations coordination centers. For more information, visit our website at wuky.org. With health news you can use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist and professor emeritus at the University of Kentucky who volunteers his time covering important medical news for our community. This program is available as a podcast at wuky.org.